Hi, this is James Brown. I'm the founder of Flow Meditation, and I want to say thanks for checking this out. The purpose of this little orientation talk is to give you enough info to see if this clicks with you. So I'll talk about what Flow Meditation is, what you'll learn on the course, the follow-up support program you'll receive, and what kind of benefits you can expect from practicing. And you'll also get a sense if I'm the kind of teacher you could learn with, because nobody is everybody's teacher. But first, I have a little proposition for you to consider. What if your mind wasn't always racing? What if you didn't feel so stressed and distracted so much of the time? What if you could uplevel both your performance and your enjoyment of life? What if you could be more present for the people and situations that really matter to you? What if the daily grind wasn't such a grind? It's possible. And no, it doesn't matter if you've never meditated before or if you've been a dabbler who hasn't been able to make a practice really stick. It doesn't matter if you think your mind is too crazy or if your life is too busy. I know because I learned 11 years ago at a time when my life was a hot mess. We had just adopted our first son, which turned our life and my relationship with my wife upside down. I had a terrible job, lots of stress and pressure, and to be honest, I wasn't handling it very well. Let's just say that it was a time in my life when I was pretty sure I couldn't meditate. But it worked. I found the flow approach to meditation was easy to learn, it was easy to do. I even looked forward to meditating, and so I did it every day. And finding a practice I could stick with, that I could make part of my busy, noisy life, changed my life in so many ways. In fact, the change was so profound that I ended up leaving my 25-year career as a creative director in the high-stress world of advertising, and started on a 2-year journey of intensive training, including a 4-month immersion high up in the Himalayas, away from my wife and son, to become a meditation teacher, so I could share what I learned with you. So, what is it that I'm offering to teach? What's this Flow Meditation program all about? Well, first, I want you to take everything you think about meditation and throw it out the window. Because Flow Meditation isn't about sitting perfectly still in some pretzel pose. There's no chanting. You don't have to try to focus or concentrate or control the mind, trying to have fewer thoughts or nicer thoughts. And it doesn't have to be dark or quiet for you to meditate. In flow meditation, you sit comfortably on a couch or in a chair, and if you're uncomfortable, you can move. You close your eyes, settle in, and begin to think a mantra silently in the mind, as gently and effortlessly as possible. And learn how to turn off the part of you that tries so hard to be so in control, that tries so hard to do such a good job at everything, and allow yourself to simply be. Because aren't you maybe just a little tired of trying so hard to control everything? I know I was. Basically, I'll teach you how to unlock a powerful truth, that your mind has the ability to settle more easily and more deeply than you can imagine, to have an experience of that field of being that is at your core, if you would just learn how to get out of the way. And trust me, if a recovering control freak like me can learn how to let go, you can too. It's a way of meditating that changed my life, and I can't wait to share it with you. But meditation is just the beginning. In fact, you'll have learned to meditate by the time the course is a little over halfway done. That will be the foundation. And then on top of that foundation, we'll add breathwork, mindfulness, and visualization practices. It all adds up to a full package of tools that you can use every day for the rest of your life, so that you can be less stressed, more capable and resilient, and better able to bring more of your best to more of your life, to live more of your life in what I call a state of everyday flow. And since I use the term flow a lot, both in this talk and on the course, it's probably a good time to define it. Now, flow is a mucho sexy word these days, and it's usually used to describe these insane peak experiences like big wave surfing in some gorgeous tropical location, ecstatic dance circles at Burning Man, a team of Navy SEALs operating as a single telepathic organism, or when an athlete or an artist is totally in the zone. Or flow can mean those experiences when we're really immersed in doing something we love. It's why people say running or gardening or painting or whatever is my meditation. And that's all great. I mean, who doesn't want more peak experiences? Who doesn't want to spend more time doing the things we love? But hello, what about the rest of your life? You know, when you're not doing those things. What about eating dinner? What about being in a meeting, schlepping the kids around town, commuting to work? What about what we call the daily grind? Does it have to be a grind? No, it doesn't. it's possible to live more of your life in a flow state. Okay, so if it's possible, why don't we? Because we get stuck in our minds, overthinking everything. At Harvard Medical School, they did a study a few years back that found the average American was what they called utterly lost in thought 47% of the time, meaning they were in that distracted, choppy layer of consciousness Buddhists call the monkey mind. It's when we have a hard time focusing, when we're stuck in our heads, rehashing the past or worried about the future. In the middle of doing something, we wonder, is there something else I could or should be doing instead? There's a term for this. It's called FOMO. And we have these kinds of experiences so often that we think they're normal. That's why people tell me their minds are crazy. It's why I used to think my mind was crazy. But guess what? My mind isn't crazy, and neither is yours. As it turns out, there are two big reasons why we often have such a hostile relationship with our minds, and flow meditation can help with both of them. All right, reason number one. We are all caught up in this culture of relentless productivity. It's why so many of us feel so swamped so much of the time. We are doing. Multitasking is our mantra. Two or three things at the same time. Eating and emailing, texting and driving. You know the drill. Not to mention the constant pinging of notifications from our devices making us always on, always available. So we get a lot done. You know, billable hours are way up. But amidst the nonstop swirl of productivity, we've lost the ability to be present and happy. And, you know, I don't care what you're doing. If you're not present, you're not doing a good job of it. You can't be a good listener, a good lover, a good chef, a good anything if you're not present. Because, as I've said before and will say again, you're not a human doing. You're a human being. Despite our cultural obsession with productivity, they still haven't reclassified us as a species. We might live as if life is just one long to-do list, and at the end there's this last box that just says die, and someone gets to check that one for you. And on your tombstone, they inscribe the words, "She got it all done." Wow. She got it all done. What a great life she must have had. But that's ridiculous, because your job isn't to get everything done. A, it's impossible, because they just give you more. Or, being the super achiever that you are, you just give yourself more to do. And now I want to be really clear about something. I'm not saying you should run off and become a monk. I'm not saying you should do nothing. I want you to do big things, great things. All I'm saying is that your job here on planet Earth is to be present for whatever you're doing. The big stuff and the small stuff. That's the golden ticket. That's when you perform at your best and enjoy yourself fully. When you can combine being with doing. That's what I call everyday flow. Okay, so you might be asking, how does meditation help? Seems like just another thing to add to my to-do list, and I get that. I've had so many people really want to learn with me, but have said they were just too busy, which is kind of like telling the lifeguard not to throw you the floaty thing because you're too busy drowning. Flow meditation provides relief from all this doing because it's what I call a being technique. It's a way of meditating in which you disconnect from your super achiever performance optimization mindset and allow your mind to settle. You learn to let go of control, to stop trying so damn hard. And by learning how to do that, you literally begin to rewire your brain in a way that allows you to be more grounded and present, more open and available without trying to be. You see, it's because when we're moving and grooving through a busy day or week or life, trying to get everything done, busy, we are running circuits on the left side of the brain, the ones that project into the future and keep track of everything and sift through the past looking for patterns, the circuits that try to figure everything out. And while it's nice to get things done and figure stuff out, all that overthinking ends up with us disconnected from our right brain, which is the source of creativity and our ability to be present. Flow meditation allows us to experience a harmonious, holistic, and coherent brainwave state in which the whole brain lights up, not just part of the brain. This is a brainwave state that's also found in jazz musicians when they're improvising. You know, when jazz musicians are improvising, they're in a state of flow. They're co-creating in real time, not trying to think their way through the experience and certainly not trying to control it. Show me an improviser who's trying to control the session, and I'll show you a really bad improviser. So what we have available is a meditation practice that allows us to reestablish this as our default state, a state in which we're using our whole brain left and right together, the way it was designed to be used for maximum performance and enjoyment. Okay, so that's how flow meditation can help you get out of your head and into flow. What's the second reason? Well, this super busy, productivity-obsessed, always-on way of living is, as it turns out, very stressful. And stress is probably the biggest reason why we have such a hard time being present, why our minds are so crazy. So let's talk about stress. When I ask people what stresses them out, they'll name things. My job, my relationship, my ex-relationship, my dog, my neighbor's dog, my commute. I'm sure you have your own list. But here's a secret. None of those things is inherently stressful, because stress isn't in the world. Stress is our reaction to the world. When we get stressed, we trigger something called the fight or flight response, a very powerful response that was designed to save our life in an emergency. And while you might already be familiar with this, it's worth taking a minute to recap exactly what happens when you trigger the stress response. First, adrenaline and cortisol levels spike, kicking the sympathetic nervous system into overdrive. Your heart starts pounding, blood pressure rises, your vascular system gets constricted, and anticoagulants get pumped into your bloodstream so you're less likely to bleed to death if you get cut or bit. So you have thicker blood moving at higher pressure through a constricted artery system, and you can see the link between stress and heart disease. Your immune system gets suppressed. Your digestion and reproductive systems get suppressed. Because when you're fighting for your life, you can't spare the energy for those things. Acid begins to pump through the pores of your skin so you smell and taste bad to predators. It's why the worst BO you've ever had was during finals week. Urine and feces start to move towards the exits so that you can run faster and further. It's why you suddenly have to go to the bathroom right before the big interview. And stress also changes your brain. Your prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain that's responsible for critical thinking and executive function, gets shut down and your lizard brain takes over. The amygdala gets activated, flooding your system with fear chemistry. Basically, your whole nervous system gets hijacked. Your brain, your body, the whole thing gets ready to fight or flee. Now, if you're having a stress reaction in response to some life-threatening situation, it's the very best thing that could be happening to you. It would be highly relevant. But what stress researchers and pretty much everyone else on this planet can tell you is that most of the time we get stressed, it's not because we're facing some life or death situation. It's because we're facing some everyday situation that we just can't handle without freaking out. And this explains a lot, because over 50% of us report unhealthy levels of daily stress. We know it's bad for us. Chronic stress puts us in what I call low-grade fight-or-flight mode, which means we're subconsciously scanning the environment for threats, ready to misinterpret innocent situations, and primed to overreact. It's why people are so offendable, why there are so many blaring horns and upraised fingers in traffic, as if that does any good. And this tendency to negative overreaction is why being stressed out compromises pretty much everything in our life, from our health to our happiness to our ability to step up and perform at our best. Scientific studies show that high levels of stress are more likely to make us reject new breakthrough ideas because they seem too risky and dangerous. It makes us quicker to anger and slower to apologize, which is why being stressed makes collaboration a lot harder. Stress also saps our willpower, ruins our sleep, suppresses our immune system, and creates cravings for high-caloric fatty foods, alcohol, drugs, and other distractions like social media, gambling, porn, shopping. And, well, I think you get the point. So I have a hot tip for all you super type A achievers out there. Stress is not your secret weapon. Stress isn't the key to performing at the top of your game. Stress isn't your edge. It dulls your edge. Stress is killing you and making your life suck in the process. That's the bad news. The good news is that it's all reversible. If you're currently stuck in a vicious cycle, it's actually quite possible to flip the switch and put yourself into a virtuous cycle. A virtuous cycle that leads to a less stressed, more capable you. And that's what this program can do. How? Good question. First, the practice of flow meditation is, quite simply, the most powerful stress-relieving tool I've ever discovered. The first scientific studies ever done on this approach to meditation found that people were experiencing states of metabolic rest that were 2 to 3 times deeper than you normally achieve in sleep. That's a profound finding. That means flow meditation is like a super nap. It's like the fast charger versus the trickle charger on your Tesla. and it allows you to run your parasympathetic nervous system to trigger what scientists call the relaxation response, which is nature's counterpoint to the fight-or-flight response. Meaning meditation is the antidote to stress. I'm going to say that again. Meditation is the antidote to stress. It literally reduces the level of stress chemistry in your brain and your body and allows stored emotional stresses to be released from the nervous system. It's a healing, cathartic process. It will change your life. Now, this might be the least spiritual way to think about meditation, but I think of it like a hardware upgrade. You know, we have all this software in the world. Don't sweat the small stuff. Follow your bliss. Let go of anger. We have all these wonderful self-help books and transformative three-day workshops and really meaningful Rumi quotes. I love all those things, especially Rumi. But it's all software. It's all instruction sets. The problem comes when you try to run that software on hardware that's all junked up with stress chemistry. You can't do it. But find a way to reduce the stress you're experiencing on a daily level, and you can run all that Good Person 2.0 software. And it isn't even hard to do. You know, we'll talk a lot more about the science of stress release and the physiology of meditation on the course. It's a topic I think you'll find as fascinating as I do. So we have this meditation technique, flow meditation, that can, on a daily basis, ground us in something deeper than our to-do list and allow us to shed stress by the bucketful and repair the damage it's done in our lives. On top of that, you'll learn how to use breathwork to help enhance the experience both in and out of meditation. I'll teach you a powerful mindfulness technique you can use when you're not meditating, when you're out and about in life, especially when life gets hectic. And I'll share with you some powerful visualization practices that you can use coming out of meditation to plant the seeds of the better life you know is possible. So what's the catch? Well, for a lot of people, and maybe you're one of them, there's this worry deep down that they won't be able to do it. They either won't be able to learn to meditate, or they won't be able to make it part of their life. I get that. I first tried meditation in my early 30s, but gave up after about 18 months of flailing away at different Buddhist and mindfulness practices, convinced that I just couldn't do it. What changed the game for me was finding a practice that was meant for me. Flow meditation is based on an ancient Vedic practice that was developed, probably a couple thousand years before Buddhism, for what they called householders, meaning people who live in the real world with stress and pressure and noise and interruptions and demanding jobs and relationships with maybe a kid or two thrown into the mix, meaning this isn't a practice for monks, it's for you. Over the years, I've taught this type of meditation to thousands of busy people, from busy CEOs to even busier single moms, from athletes to artists, from teens to grandparents. And of those, I've probably had a few hundred who assured me, in no uncertain terms, that they would be the ones who couldn't learn. And oddly, they were proud of making that claim. But they all did. They all learned to meditate. And you will too. And I think you'll find that the practice can flow with your life. Because you don't have to meditate for long periods of time for it to work or for you to feel the benefits. You don't have to sit like a monk. It doesn't have to be quiet. I'm not kidding about this part. My wife and I meditate every morning in a house with two very rambunctious boys and a dog that chases them around barking. I can teach you how to meditate in a way that noise simply won't be a barrier. It's a very practical, portable, and world-proof practice because, let's be honest, you can't ask the world to shut up so you can meditate. And I think you'll find, as thousands of others have, that it's a practice that delivers real-world benefits. A promise that I think can be best demonstrated by a couple of examples from my life. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the hundreds and hundreds of scientific studies showing all the ways in which meditation works. But these two examples really stand out for me. The first is a quote from my wife, a quote I love so much that I put it on the back of my business card. It's from a conversation she was having with a friend after I got back from meditation teacher training. The friend asked, "So you never get in arguments anymore?" My wife laughed and said, "Oh no, I still get mad at my husband sometimes. He can still be a jerk. And full disclosure, it's true, I can. But since I learned to meditate," she continued, "I just don't stay mad." And it's true. You know, I used to say my wife would be mad at me for a week for nothing. Now I say she's mad at me for an hour for something. That's progress. The second example is a conversation I had with my best friend, who, when he heard that I was going to quit my job and leave my family for a 4-month immersion training in India, took me to a baseball game as an intervention. He said, dude, this is the worst midlife crisis I can imagine. You're going to go be a meditation teacher? Why don't you just go to Burning Man with me again? And I said, because this works for me. But that wasn't enough for him. He wanted a deeper explanation. And so I said that since learning to meditate, that I sleep better and apologize less. He said, oh, that'd be nice. And I said that I have about 90% less anxious, worried conversations in my head. He said, wow, that'd be nice. And it is nice. The first two, the sleep and apologizing less, I think come from finding a way to reduce the stress I was experiencing in my life. Because being stressed less during the day means I take less adrenaline and cortisol to bed. It means I need less caffeine to jack me up and less alcohol to take the edge off. And so I sleep better. And not being so stressed means I'm not in chronic fight or flight mode, which means I'm more patient, less angry, and less likely to say or throw or buy or do that thing which I'd have to apologize for. But it's the third part, about having less imagined conversations in my head, that's probably the most amazing benefit I've experienced. It's the one that impacts my life on a daily basis. That's my working man's definition of being more present, being more mindful. It's the experience I call everyday flow, when I can effortlessly be present for whatever I'm doing. And what's still so amazing to me is that I was able to get to that place, to make being present my default state of consciousness, through a meditation practice in which I never tried to be present, in which I didn't try to meditate. In allowing meditation to flow, I found that more of my life became flow. So I really hope you sign up, so I can share all of this with you. I promise you'll learn a lot, and you'll be able to use what you learn. After completing the course, you'll graduate as a self-sufficient meditator, with the skills and knowledge you need to meditate on your own without needing to flip open an app, or put on headphones, or be guided by someone else's voice. You can be your own guide. It's awesome. But self-sufficient doesn't mean abandoned. It doesn't mean I'll leave you hanging. You'll receive a ton of follow-up support from me and my team to help answer any questions you have and work through any obstacles that come up. There's a private Facebook community, follow-up lessons and other content delivered straight to your inbox, live monthly coaching calls. I'll even have a private one-on-one support option, all designed to help nourish and deepen your practice. Now, full disclosure, completing the Flow Meditation program won't mean that your life will be all cartwheels and rainbows. Life will still be challenging. Life is supposed to be challenging. And if it wasn't, you'd be bored out of your mind. But here's one thing I can promise. Becoming a daily meditator will dramatically uplevel your ability to handle those challenges so that you can bring more of your best to more of your life, so that you can enjoy a life of less grind and more flow. I can't wait to get started. All right. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you on the course. Bye for now.